to even just start us off right now, like, we've heard that the Raspberry Pi kits have been doing extremely well.
Right.
You know? And it's really cool to see that, because, like, everyone out there is supporting the show every time they go through our link, and it's amazing, especially when they go on the site, they click the Amazon link, and then it's been a huge seller. And that's the amazing thing, is that with Raspberry Pi, these maker kits, you use your imagination, or you can follow the maker's guide, everything else. That's the cool thing about technology nowadays, is that it's so open. And with tonight's little exciting bit of information, we're showing off something. Hi, live camera. There's a camera behind the camera, which makes it all cameraception. But yeah, tonight we have something
Is that a word?
Cameraception. It is now. That's the cool thing. No, tonight we have something really special for the viewers, both live and post-show. They can definitely get this through the store as well. So if you go to cat5.tv/maker, you can see what we're going to show tonight. And that is, firstly, this amazing... amazing book. It's like the Bible of happiness right here.
Make
Electronics. It's an amazing book, and I love it. I browsed through it. It is absolutely fantastic, because what it does is that even if you don't know anything about computers, let alone electronics, if you have the basic level of knowledge of electronics, or even if you make little Raspberry Pi projects at home, what this book does is that it provides a guide from the beginner level all the way to the more advanced level.
Okay.
And you can do so many amazing projects in here, and it explains how to do everything. But the cool part is that it doesn't stop there. Books are really nice. You know, they make great information holders. However, this is not the only thing that we're going to be talking about tonight.
All right.
We also have part two, which comes in many parts. And this is what we're going to use our special camera for in a few seconds, and it is the actual component kit one of Make It. So your actual maker kit is a legit kit.
So as you're using the book, you can work along with the kit, because they sync.
Yeah, and the best part is that it's double-sided, so you actually have, like,
ooh,
I know, you have to.
Twice
yeah,
the fun.
Yeah, no, let's give it a go. Let's open this and see the amazing parts inside. So,
okay,
like,
perfect.
I'm going to put it down for a sec.
Do we want to go to the overhead, or?
Let's do it. Yeah, do it. Let's do a quick unboxing, or is it an uncasing here? Because it's technically a case.
Sure, uncasing.
Uncasing? Okay, so let's do a quick uncasing, guys. So, as I mentioned earlier, the maker kit here, the Make It kit has two sides. They're both easily accessible. Let's take a quick look here. So when you first get it, this is what you get. So we're going to open it up here, and you get a nice little manual in English ou français, if you speak French. But yeah, so it's basically just a quick guide explaining you everything what it is. And this is where we get to the real guts of this, which is amazing. Like, you have everything from LEDs, green, red, multiple colors, Christmas colors, and everything else. You can make a little stoplight if you want. And it even goes to just switches, to capacitors, different levels of capacitors, batteries, everything else. And they have it all organized. Like, I'm not sure how your garage is at home. Mine isn't very organized, but I love how they have everything so nicely organized and put into baggies here. But yeah, it's absolutely fantastic what comes with this kit, because again, it comes with a book. So again, you can make an alarm clock to a speaker there's so many amazing projects. We should actually do one of these sometime in the future.
Sure. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
At what age would this be a great idea to introduce it to, say, maybe some kids?
Or grown-ups.
This is
fun,
like,
too.
For kids, seems like something I would love when I was a kid.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that they literally go down to the basics. So they describe a little bit of history. There's a lot of fun activities in here. I'm not going to show, like, any major pages from the book or anything, but there is kind of, like, little diagrams, and they do explain things fairly well. So, like, what resistors are, how they work. They go into, like, all that little information, but it's not boring. It's exciting, because they really do describe how everything works.
So it really would appeal, like, across the ages. Like, if it
totally.
Was, like a mother-son, father-daughter duo trying to build, like, an alarm clock.
You left out
like
brother-brother.
Brother.
Look at you being
bro.
Exclusive.
Uh-oh. but you think about it, like, if you can make your own alarm.
Yeah, no, exactly. And they have games in here, too.
Right.
So, like, I'm not sure if you know what a breadboard is. I'll show it off in a second. But they have, like, a little reaction test.
Photo on the camera.
There you go. I'm not going to show anymore, because you guys have to buy the book, I'm sorry. But support the authors. But yeah, so it's just like, it shows you how to use the breadboard. So if I flip this over,
okay,
and if we go back to that cool like tack cam there for a second, the other side here, I'll open this sucker up like so, and it comes with literally everything you need and more. So like, again, it comes with all your wires, it comes with all the parts. And here's the breadboard. So
okay,
for those that don't really know what a breadboard is, can I open this, Robbie?
Of course.
I have to make sure I'm not going to... They're going to come after me. Yeah.
It didn't even need to be opened. It's an open bag.
It's already... See, that's a cool thing, is that it comes pre...
Oh, that's classic.
It comes pre-opened. That's how much detail they put into these things. No, what a breadboard is that... you can literally play around with circuits and stuff, but you don't have to solder things down. So literally,
so they just sit in the hole.
Yeah, so I could take a wire, just place it down in a hole here, and you could build like an entire circuit, a little game or contraption, whatever you're doing, without having to use a soldering iron. So again, for Sasha, how you mentioned that like kids use this, things like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, they can totally just use the little breadboard here and then have a responsible adult. I'm not sure if Robbie counts as one, but no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, then they can help solder if they want to do anything more crazy like that. Right. But yeah, it does come with a breadboard. It comes with batteries. Okay. You know, it comes with batteries as well. It comes with coils. It comes with everything you really need. Again, 12-volt power supply, everything else. But no, again, it's fantastic to see how much love they've put into this kit as well, right? Like, again, even to the batteries, even to just all the parts. And I'm not sure, like... if you're one of those people who really loves to like play around with things.
Okay.
But being one of those people myself, it's really cool to see how everything, they literally have everything so organized. And if I open this right here, boop, they've made it so easy, because a lot of kits nowadays, they come with actual like wires, which can get tangled, everything else.
Right.
But the way that they've organized the kit is that they have a few wires here for the breadboard, but they actually come like pre-bent. So I'm not sure if you can see that. I'll put it on the tack cam here, get into focus.
Oh yeah, there you go.
But yeah, they're straight lines and they come pre-bent. So if I take a breadboard here, you can see how that would fit right in like there very simply like that. So it literally just fits in. You don't have to like bring the wire, twist it around, things like that. And they have all your different lengths and everything like that. So it's really simple to do things.
Okay.
But again, that's where imagination comes in. Because again, we were talking before about the Raspberry Pi, right? Mm. The book itself, so the maker book that we saw earlier, this guy here, it talks a lot about, in the back, it talks about like the Arduino kits, which are similar to Raspberry Pis. But nothing says that you can't go get a Pi. Well, I love apple pie myself, but you can get a Raspberry Pi. And you can actually program that. You could hook it up to a lot of these parts. Because, again, a few shows ago, Robbie had my Pi on the show, and I showed it. It was flashing with lights. You can do that project with literally this kit.
Really?
Yeah, because we have LED lights here. We have, like, little scent. Oh, my gosh. There's just so much here. There's just so much amazing happiness here. Like, what would you guys do?
Well, these, so they've got extra cable here, or extra wire here. That's what these are?
Yeah. So you can use spools of wire.
Okay.
They also have activities that you can use with those spools as well. I think, like, it talks about, again, like radio, picking up radio stations. You could also use
you
the...
You actually make a radio station out of it? Or not a radio station.
Well, no, you can pick up, yeah. And sorry, it's actually solder.
That's
yeah, sorry. No, because like again, I'm just looking through this book as well, because that I just love how accessible they've made it.
Right.
Because here on Category 5, we talk a lot about technology, right? And everyone's at a different level of technology. And I feel like kits like this are going to be really important in the next few years, especially like when we're talking about kids, adults, all ages, because before, if you wanted to get like hands-on with stuff, you'd have to like have a little bit of knowledge or
right.
go to school, things like that. But now with the internet, like you can go on Reddit, get all these like Raspberry Pi projects, these kind of projects with this kind of kit, and you can literally just find that on the internet now. And there's so many online communities. And you have shows like Category 5 where we talk about this kind of stuff as well.
Right.
So just because you buy this kit with this book, you aren't limited at all. You're literally limited by your imagination. So I'm just blowing people's minds right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, my son, he's getting into electronics as far as being able to build things. And so his set is a snap set. There's like little buttons to it and it goes down that way. So, I mean, this is more advanced, which I'm sure he would absolutely love. But, I mean, I'm looking at this going, can you blow these resistors? Like, if you have some cross wire, or is it protected in that way? You know, if somebody like me touches it.
Well, I'm not sure, like, how much, like, Jeff protection it has.
You need a lot of protection for
me. Yeah, no. Again, like, we do have different power sources, right? So, like, if you are playing with kids, you can have something a little bit lower voltage. So, again, you do have, like, your little wall adapter here. It's limited to amp with 12 volts. Again, that can do damage. If you're a little bit more concerned, you can just stick to using batteries. So, again, it comes included with AA batteries. You also have a 3-volt cell that it comes with. Or 9-volt, sorry.
Ta-da. Perfect.
And again,
do you know how to tell if those are still fully charged?
Are you supposed to, like, lick them or something?
Yeah, just stick them against your tongue.
There's actually a picture in here that says that. No, I'm not kidding.
I did that to my kids once. I'm like, this battery's dead. Can you just taste it for me? You can tell if it's...
This. I'm not sure if they can... you can kind of see that, but that's what Jeff did as a kid right there.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, okay.
It really does.
See, it's like an autobiography of Jeff. That's amazing.
How to not do electronics.
I didn't know you helped make this book, Jeff. That's amazing. No. But
that's neat.
But yeah, like, and it's really cool to see that kits like this are becoming more popular. And again, like, it's exciting what you can do with this.
So, as far as this electronics, is there anything else that we need to let people know, or is that kind of the basics and they've just got to get one themselves?
No, I mean, like, it really does kind of sell itself in the sense that if you want to learn more, if you want to learn, start, it's beginner kit, intermediate. Even if you play around with computers all the time, it's a great kit to have. And I'd definitely take a look at it. Like, myself, again, you guys know that I play around with Raspberry Pis a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in this kit now because there's a lot of cool switches. And I was playing before, like, I made a switch now that can, like, I don't know, get more coffee. Yeah. So if I use the switch now, I can automatically get more coffee. Rob, just kidding. To end the segment here, guys, it's a really, really great kit. It's really organized, and when you're done, if eventually you use all your parts, worst comes to worst, you have a wonderful carrying case for all your parts at home if you want to restock and get some more. No, but again, like, if you go on cat5.tv/maker, then you can take a look at this yourself.
All right,
and so, make a judgment.
So it's a Make Electronics second edition.
It's so beautiful.
And we've got the Make Electronics kit. Very cool.
Yep, LEDs, and worst comes to worst, these can be your Christmas lights for next year. Save some money.
Perfect. I don't have
enough of those. You're all set.